Our second reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 27. Continue to listen for God's word. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot were to say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear were to say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would our hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. The word of God for the people of God.
Helping hands. Jethro said to Moses in our scripture, why are you trying to do this alone? And later the Apostle Paul recognized that the body has many parts. I want your help finishing a sentence. If you want something right, do it yourself. We've all heard this expression, right? Unfortunately, it's terrible advice. One of my biggest difficulties in life, in fact, one of my biggest self-created difficulties, is taking on all the responsibility of tasks on my own. When I was struggling financially, I initially tried to handle it all on my own. At one point, I was in a cycle of debt with those cash advance places. I'd take out a loan, then get my paycheck and go pay off the loan. And in their spirit of generosity, those places let you borrow again on the spot at 300% interest. So what happens is you never get caught up. Anyhow, I'd just try and try and try to no avail. Same thing many years later when I was again behind on some bills and I couldn't afford a car. I went looking for help this time instead of keeping it to myself and trying to dig out on my own. But I didn't know where to go, so I went to the place where everybody goes to ask a question. Google. I asked Google, what charities can I go to get help paying bills and to get a car? And Wheels for Hope popped up. Okay, what's that? They'll help you get a car for little or no money, but there was a catch. Isn't there always a catch? The catch was you had to be referred by a partner agency. I get it. They don't want to get scammed. The need has to be verified. And in this day and age, people pretend. Dishonest people pretend to have needs just to acquire preciously scarce resources. And in some cases, the agencies pretend to provide services, and they misappropriate funds. That means steal. Anyway, I'm digressing. I found a partner agency list, and Step Up Ministry was on that list. Step Up. That sounds supportive and empowering. So I checked them out and I gave them a call. I filled out their application, which even included getting references. That's thorough. I thought to myself, if they were this thorough in vetting clients, then surely they would be good stewards of the funds entrusted to them. And I was right. They had a structure in place that funneled clients to the programs and the efforts to meet their needs. They aligned us accordingly to help us meet our needs, both immediate and long-term. I was directed into the program that was then known as Life Skills. And over the course of the next 48 weeks, we studied and practiced communication, articulation, self-esteem, camaraderie, writing, financial responsibility, even emotional regulation and self-control. And to top it off, we casted a vision for our lives, and we created a vision board for our future. That was one of the most powerful ventures of my life. If I brought out my vision board to show you, it would be a bunch of check marks, because Step Up gave me the skills to pursue and accomplish many of my dreams. Lo and behold, I have my vision board with me. I've gone scuba diving and snorkeling and skydiving and skiing and trekking and cruises. Matter of fact, we have one in a couple of weeks, 27 days or so. I've been to the pyramids. I've got a loving family and grandchildren. I haven't been to heaven yet, but I'm planning on it. That's the objective. I give speeches. I do epic stuff. I've won awards. I don't yet have a helicopter or a plane yet, but I'm getting there. I do own my own business. And I like this one saying that I found: I'm going to make you so proud. Note to self. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. Step Up Ministry is a community of believers passionate about touching and changing lives in Raleigh. They're truly a community called by God to transform lives. I heard a quote recently to wind things down this morning from Erica Kirk that describes Step Up Ministry specifically. They are one flesh working together for the glory of God. Thank you, Step Up Ministry, for greatly transforming my life. I'm forever grateful.
Timothy's always a hard act to follow, so I'll try to do my best. But good morning. Dana had asked me to speak to you about my experiences with Step Up, and I was glad to do it, though I think she didn't know who exactly I was. But I'm very happy to be here today and talking to you about Step Up and what it means to be a co-partner in the program. With the theme being helping hands, the readings that we had today, the meaning is simple to me. Got to get my glasses on. To succeed, there has to be a group of individuals that come together with the right skills and attributes to accomplish great things, and that is Step Up. This was the core of what I experienced when I was in college and graduated from college and I joined the Air Force. During training, it was drilled into us that we worked as a team, we collaborated with others, and everyone had skills and knowledge that contributed to the team and mission success, and everyone was valued. In short, partnership, teamwork, and focus on a goal was what it took to accomplish the task and the mission at hand. Those attributes stuck with me as I transitioned to my civilian career. Though I left active duty, I stayed in the Air Force Reserves and transitioned into my civilian career, got married, had a daughter, and focused my attention there until my daughter got into high school. As my time became more available to volunteer, I searched organizations that I felt fit those attributes that had meaning to me from the military. For a few years, I worked with a few different groups that were really good, but they did not fully satisfy what I was looking for. Then I came across Step Up. I knew right away this organization epitomized the attributes that I was looking for. So approximately 7 years ago, I reached out to Step Up to see about co-partnering opportunities. I knew it was the right place when I met Dana. She was so welcoming and enthusiastic. If you ever have a bad day, if your dog's bit the neighbor, if you've lost your job, just call Dana up. She will turn your life around that day. No questions asked. She has sunshine upon sunshine. So I started with Step Up and have not regretted it for a moment. We all know the term life is not fair, and it is true. Though life is not fair, that does not mean that we have to accept it. We as a society can come together to give people opportunities to make whatever life they deem to beneficial to them. When a person makes a commitment to better themselves through hard work and dedication, I think it is incumbent on each and every one of us to take that person's hand and support that in that endeavor. When I was introduced to my first participant, I saw a person that though had some hard knocks in life, they were willing to take the responsibility and dedication to do better. With that said, not all the participants that I've worked with completed the 48 weeks. Life does get in way and there are setbacks, but even then I found the organization that continued to be a resource for those folks and continued to care and love them, all the while leaving the door open if they wanted to start again. There's a warmth of purpose within Step Up, with a dedicated team of individuals that come together daily to celebrate participants' achievements, support them in their difficulties, and provide instruction and outreach, not only to participants, but their families as well. Jesus teaches us to build a solid daily foundation on love. Love for your neighbor and love and kindness and compassion for others. Practice forgiveness toward others as we are forgiven and serve others selflessly. Following Christ's example of humility, Jesus' teachings are the foundation of a life well lived, the foundation for a more compassionate world. When people come together to help and uplift others, we ourselves are uplifted. So in conclusion, over the past 7 years being associated with Step Up, I've learned a lot about kindness and caring teamwork. I have learned a lot from the people that I co-partner with, more than they learned from me. I co-partnered with people that understood even more what commitment and drive to achieve a goal means. As they shared their stories, I realized that all we want the same things. We live happy, peaceful lives and matter. I realized I have worked with individuals that have had some hard knocks, but they got back up and kept pushing forward. Making a commitment for 48 weeks every Tuesday after working all day or dealing with life difficulties or a host of other issues is not easy. I think it's an obligation for all of us to help out where we can with our fellow citizens. It is incumbent for all those that have been given much to share much. Hard work and dedication of the whole Step Up team ensures that each participant and their families are welcomed, supported, and cared for. The Step Up team has proven that they are an incredible, caring, and loving organization, truly shining stars. I did want to give a quick shout out to some of the team members that I've worked with. I've mentioned Dana already, but wanted to mention Lindsay Brown, Danielle Stevenson, and Phil and Christine Lambert. Their dedication to the mission is incredible. So I'm going to close. There's an old saying that goes like this. Be kind to the people on the way up, because likely you will meet them on the way back down. I don't think there is one of us that has not faced adversity at one time or another in our lives. So when we have the opportunity to give and support others in their time of need, we need to share our good fortunes where we can. So I want to thank Dana Step Up and White Memorial Church for asking me to present today, and thank you for listening to me ramble. I hope that my sharing my experience with Step Up here today has helped in some way to give you a better understanding of Step Up and for you to consider supporting Step Up either financially or by volunteering as a co-partner. I guarantee that you will not be disappointed and your life will be changed for the better by being part of Step Up.
Before I begin, I want to ask you to slow down with me. By a show of hands, how many of you believe that if you're good long enough, life is supposed to be easier? I believe that. When I first encountered Step Up Ministry, I truly thought I was stepping into my breakthrough. On paper, my life looked like progress. I was working for the city and a state. I had spent years building a professional identity rooted in discipline and sacrifice. While at the same time, I was learning how to navigate my daughter's developmental delays. It was a new language, new fears, and new responsibilities. And quietly, I was living in a shelter with a deadline, a date on a calendar that said, figure this out or you're gonna lose everything. So when I found Step Up, I thought, these are the helping hands. This is where my life finally starts to turn around. But what I didn't realize was that I wasn't walking into my breakthrough. I was walking into my breaking point. Shortly after joining Step Up Ministry, everything I thought I had secured slipped right through my fingertips. I had to leave the workforce to become a full-time caregiver for my special needs child. The job, the income, and the identity I worked so hard to build was gone within a blink of an eye. I remember asking our Heavenly Father, I did what I was supposed to do. Why am I losing everything? Why right now? Now pause with me. By another show of hands, how many of you have stepped into the right room, try to align your life with the word, and it felt like things got worse? This is the part that people don't always talk about. Step Up did not meet me at my celebration. They met me at my crossroad. They didn't fix the losses, they didn't rush the process, and they didn't save me from hard seasons. But they did one thing that changed everything. They stayed. When I had to leave my job, Step Up stayed. When I was juggling caregiving, survival, uncertainty, Step Up stayed. when I no longer had a polished version of myself. Step Up stayed. Those were the real helping hands. Not hands that only reach out when you're winning, but hands that hold you steady when life forces you to rebuild your life from the ground up. Through the Life Skills program, I was required to stay employed. So I adapted. I started a small jewelry business called Gemthropology. Not as a passion project, but as an act of responsibility, obedience, and survival. And through every adjustment, every setback, every hard decision, Step Up continued to be present. They held me accountable. They encouraged me. They made sure not only I, but that my child was okay too. That's who Step Up is. They don't just present resources. They present consistency. They present community. And they represent helping hands that don't disappear when things in life look a little ugly. And when I say ugly, ugly like the nights that I had to sleep down there in a church and the custodians and nobody bothered me. Instead, they woke me up to make sure I didn't miss dinner or program. Or a time when my daughter needed a car seat because I couldn't afford one. Or how Mr. Melvin helped me with IEP meetings when I didn't have the language and the words to speak for myself. That's just some of the things. And slowly God revealed something to me. I wasn't being punished. I was being pruned. And Step Up was the set of hands God used to keep me standing while he rebuilt my foundation. Because of Step Up support, not instead of the storm, but inside of the storm, I went back to school. I earned my bachelor's degree with honors. I became an Alpha Sigma Lambda. I am now going to grad school. I rebuilt purpose slowly, honestly, and intentionally. Not because life suddenly got easy for me, because with Step Up, I wasn't walking through it alone. So understand me when I say this today. My gratitude for Step Up, it runs deep. Yes, not only am I grateful for what they do, but for who they are, for how they show up, and for how they stay. I'm honored to now stand as an alumni and ambassador, not as someone who was fixed, but as someone who was held. Helping hands, they're holy. They are how prayers take human form. They are how the Creator reminds us that even at our breaking point, we're not alone. Sometimes what we think is our breakthrough is actually our breaking point. And sometimes the miracles isn't what changes us, but it's who stays. So I want to say thank you, Step Up staff. Thank you, co-partners. Thank you, volunteers. Thank you, everyone, for staying with me. And thank you all for listening.
Gonna have to start going first next time. Ooh, good morning, good morning. My name is Kalisha Stanford, and I serve as the Chief Executive Officer at Step Up Ministry. First, giving honor and glory to the Most High God, the Maker and Creator of all. I want to thank Christopher Edmondson and all of White Memorial Church for allowing the Step Up community to come and worship with you all this morning. I know I have limited time up here today, but let me take just a moment to celebrate Linda Nunnally for her many years of service to Step Up and for everything she has done for our amazing community. Linda. And of course, I'm taking just a moment to give a shout out to Ralph Hartung, a longtime White Memorial member, my friend, and mentor for over 17 years. He could not be here in person, but he's watching online, and he's waiting for me to text him after the service. So, hey, Ralph. So now let me share with you how the Step Up Ministry model works. We don't have furniture to give out or meals or items, but our power is in our people. At Step Up, our mission is to provide pathways for people to overcome barriers and transform their lives. Our vision is to be a safe and thriving community where people have stability, equal opportunity, and purpose. We believe that lives are transformed through God's love and grace, and we are guided by the needs of our participants. We are careful stewards of all resources and relationships in our care. We seek and value diversity, inclusiveness, equity, accountability, and collaboration. We joyfully celebrate efforts and successes of all of our families and our staff members. Step Up Ministry supports individuals seeking transformation for their lives. Our graduates have stability, safe and thriving families, and are living with purpose. To reach transformation, we take participants through a powerful three-step journey. The first step is our Employment Academy. We believe that stability is achieved through meaningful and gainful employment, where job seekers are paid a livable wage with benefits. Our Employment Academy offers services to job seekers, including one-on-one support, access to vetted employers that are ready to hire, image consulting, where we help individuals dress from head to toe for an interview, resume writing, and mock interviews. Once an individual secures employment, they're eligible to continue through Step Up by enrolling in Step Two. This is our Life Skills Academy. Life skills is where the real transformation happens for the families and individuals that we serve. Participants are paired with a co-partner volunteer who serves as a partner to them during the process, and they're also linked with a case manager as they gear up to take on the one-year journey through our Empower 48 program. Empower 48 consists of 48 weeks of programming designed specifically to create a path of growth, achievement, and excellence for individuals who graduate. In Empower 48, we offer four phases of focused courses that support individuals with credit repair, smart goal setting, self-esteem, and boundaries. We also teach them how to get to know themselves and design what they want their own futures to look like. We also pride ourselves on being multi-generational, so there is something for every person in the family who enrolls in Step Up. In our Youth and Young Adult Academy, Step Up offers focused, age-appropriate curriculum and activities for our littlest friends, ages 6 weeks, all the way up to age 21. Once you're an Empower 48 graduate, you can move on to Step Three, which is our alumni program called Next Steps Academy. And Next Steps graduates move on to immerse themselves in higher learning, Toastmasters classes, entrepreneurship, parenting support, advanced communication courses, and many other classes that take their Step Up journey even further. Step Up is needed in our community. Just this past year, we saw a 55% increase in demand for our services. At our annual Impact Luncheon in June, we hosted 212 guests and raised over $221,000 to support our programs. We launched our very first Step Up Ambassador program, which includes our speakers today, Timothy and Sienna, as our very first ambassadors, and we served 496 adults and 250 youth and young adults. Since last January, we had 204 people join us for a Tuesday night tour, and Step Up hosted 87 outreach events, getting us in front of over 19,000 people. The need for Step Up is clear. Exodus 18, 13 through 23 teaches crucial leadership lessons that say we should delegate responsibilities to capable, God-fearing, trustworthy leaders. Now I'm looking at my staff, hey y'all. Lord knows how much we work and we never sit still at Step Up. Exodus 18 is teaching us to share the load, and we would love to share the load with you all. We have plenty of ways for you to get involved with Step Up, so don't worry about that. Lots of ways to get involved with us. You can come and serve a meal. Please come and read books to our children. Take an interest in serving on our board of directors. Come and be a co-partner or send over a financial contribution. As a matter of fact, if there's anyone who wants to provide a financial contribution today, I'll be waiting right here at the bottom of the steps with a high five, a hug, a handshake, whatever works for you. I just want to take a moment to thank Timothy, Sienna, and Chuck for sharing the stage with me on behalf of Step Up today. If you are a Step Up staff member, please take a moment just to stand. If you are a Step Up board member, please stand. If you have volunteered with us before or volunteer now, please stand. If you are a Step Up participant, a donor to Step Up, have employed a participant or made an employment connection for us, if you are a White Memorial staff member, a partner agency, or if you have ever referred anyone to Step Up for support or encouraged them to get involved, please stand. Wow, oh wow. Thank you all, and thank you to all those viewing online for being part of the Step Up community. Thank you. And if you feel so led, please bow your head with me in this special prayer. Gracious and loving God, we come before you today grateful for the call you have placed on our lives, the call to lead, to serve, and to love boldly in the world that deeply needs your justice and compassion. We thank you for the gift of leadership, but God, we also thank you for the reminder that leadership was never meant to be carried alone. As we remember Dr. Martin Luther King this weekend, we're reminded that even the most visionary leaders needed support, and they partnered with others. Dr. King walked with organizers, faith leaders, friends, and everyday people who believed in a shared dream. He showed us that lasting change is born not from lone voices, but from unified hearts. God, unified hearts committed to justice, love, and peace. Help us to lead in that same spirit, knowing that when we step forward, when we reach out, God, we are together. Remind us, Father, that asking for help is not a weakness, but an act of trust. Trust in you and trust in the community you have placed around us. We thank you for Step Up Ministry. We thank you for White Memorial Church. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Before offering the benediction, I just wanted to take a personal note to say thank you to our preachers today. Your stories were so edifying to my soul, and I thank you for sharing your stories of transformation. Rather than processing to the back of the sanctuary, our preachers are going to gather here at the front. So if you would like to say hello or to share what their stories meant to you, please come forward after the service. Friends, now receive this benediction. On this day and all the days to come, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the Holy Communion, or the communion of the Holy Spirit, find you and keep you on this day and in every day to come. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.